getting on?
Let the people rejoice.
Let the people rejoice. For he's
we've made our choice this morning. We take the word of the Lord is tied to you. Come to victory, Israel. Oh, for the last time now, everyone singing. All in that church, in that body. Let the people rejoice. If God be God, tell God. Oh, we have made our choice. We are on the Lord's side. Let it go right up into heaven. He cannot destroy this church. He's powerless before this great army. We made a total separation of unbelief. We have chosen the hard way. Oh, songs of victory. Satan reign is over. The power of sin is broken. Mighty conqueror, unconquered by tradition. Hallelujah. Oh, glory and praise be unto your name, Father. To know we have authority. Hallelujah. Oh, you pass it on to us, Lord. The gates of hell shall never conquer us. Oh, blessed be your name. We give you honor and glory this morning. To know that great is he does than he does in the world. Blessed be your name, Father. We thank you for the power of the blood. Hallelujah. They have broken the power of sin and have made us free this morning. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. How many is glad to be in this house this morning? Bring them in. We have a dedication. Bring them in from the field of sin. Oh, bring them in. Chapter 18, verse 15 to 17 says, and they brought unto him also infants. And he would touch them. And when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto him and said, suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God like a little child, shall in no way enter into it. Amen. We know many people. In the religious organizations and religious tradition, they take them, they put them by a little font of water, they sprinkle them with water. But Jesus never did that. Amen. Bible said they brought them unto Jesus and he laid his hands upon them. Amen. Who would you follow if Jesus was here today? He's the same yesterday, today and forever. Amen. When Jesus would put his hand upon them and bless them, or when the priest would carry them by a font and put water upon them, I think I would follow Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't think that there's any better example to follow than him this morning. Amen. We're so glad that he put that in this Bible. He put so many great, deep, mysterious things as we have been seeing God reveal unto us this week. All last week, revealing these things unto us. But yet also in the Bible, he made sure and put that inside also. Amen. That that we could also know that when our little ones come, we could bring them this present. Heavenly Father, great all-sufficient God, how great thou art this morning, Lord. And we stand in your presence, the great, awesome presence of the Almighty God. We thank you for removing the veil of tradition from upon our hearts and anointing our eyes with eye salve. And Lord God, we get started with a divine consciousness of the true revelation of your word as pertaining to the dedication of little children, Lord. And Lord God, as I stand here this morning holding this little girl in my hands and her parents standing before this altar, oh God, and this congregation standing here as witnesses together with you and the holy angels that is present. Father, we thank you for this time when we, oh God, could stand before this world. Lord, as our witness. Lord God, we are believers of this Bible. And that let every man will be a lie, but God will be the truth. That Lord God, even this 20th century, in obedience, in sincerity, we could come fulfilling your word just as it is written and just as you carried it out when you were here upon the face of the earth. Lord God, we thank you for our brother and his wife. Father, to see he's a believer. She's not yet a believer, but in your word says that the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the believing husband, the children made holy. Almighty God, we stand here, Father, this morning to dedicate this little child into your service. I pray, dear God, that your great Holy Spirit, before this service is completed, would make his wife a believer, Father. Oh, God, that together in their home, the atmosphere created by two believers, Lord God, walking in the light of your revealed word would be the right environment for the upbringing of a child according to the word of the Lord, that she might be instructed. Oh God, she might grow up in the presence of Almighty God. Lord, where she's being cared for by parents filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, otherwise it will not be proper, Father. So I pray, dear God, that your Holy Spirit would move upon them, oh God. And Lord, you take them under divine control. And your Spirit will do such a work in their lives that they leave this service in one heart, in one spirit, in one mind, in one accord, as true godly Christian parents ought to be. Hallelujah! Lord, let them have a true home. Bless this child, our Father. Little Lystra, I commit into your great mighty hands. Father, for dedication this morning, may your blessing be upon the child. May you grant the health and strength. May the presence of the Almighty God, who gave a life to come to this earth for a testimony. Oh God, may he watch over and protect her. And may she be a blessing in the home that you have placed her, Father. Bless the parents and grant them the grace and the wisdom, the strength of patience, all it would take for them to take care of her until you would come. Father, we thank you to know that you promised to be with us and with us even to the end of the age. We now commit this child into your hands this morning for dedication in the name of Jesus Christ. For your honor and for your glory. Amen. Amen. Let us read the scripture. One read Romans 1, verse 16 to 18. Second Thessalonians, chapter 1 also. And Revelation 15. Blessed be his holy name. Romans 1 verse 16 says, for I am not ashamed. Is there any that is ashamed this morning? May God strike you with the reality of his word to remove that shame. If the devil want to put a false pride, that you'll rather stand up for the devil outside and shame of Jesus Christ. May God give you a bold conviction in your heart this morning. Set you free from all falseness of this world. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, that is Gentiles, heathens. For in it is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God, that is what we are on, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Men who would preach a creed and a tradition and a dogma that would rather preach the word of Almighty God. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5. This is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer. Amen. Isn't that something?
Amen.
Verse 6. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. They will laugh at you. They will ridicule you for being a Christian, for walking in righteousness. You rest. Their time is coming and now is. God is going to give them over to an insane mind. You watch demon powers already feeding upon them. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven, the wrath of God be revealed from heaven. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven, with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance. The day of vengeance, judgment. On them that know not God and knoweth it not. Laodicea. Blind, wretched, naked, and knoweth it not. And that obey not children of disobedience to the revealed word. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, a message of seven seals, delivered by a prophet. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. When he shall come, that is the second coming, to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe. Not that disbelieve or make believe, but them that believe. Because our testimony among you was believed in that day. In that day when he came to be glorified. That's what the scripture is really saying. Because you believe our testimony is coming in that day to be glorified. That is this day here. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would come to you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith for all these seven church ages. Every messenger preaching faith. The righteousness of God be revealed on faith, under faith, under faith, until the bride is formed in his own image. Amen. And he's going to fulfill it with power now. That the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you. And you in him. In that day you know that as in the Father me, so I in you in me. Amen. According to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation 15, quickly. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues. Sign in heaven, revealing the wrath of God. When Jesus comes, his mighty angels in flaming fire. For in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw it was a sea of glass mingled with fire. The bride was then taken off the earth. That was where the labor was when it comes to the tabernacle. That tabernacle represented what they saw in heaven. And them that had gotten the victory over the beast, who will join up with no denomination.
Amen.
Who had a revelation when that third angel message came to reveal the beast, the mystery, the mark of the beast, and all these things.
Amen.
They saw it and they came out.
Amen.
And when the devil tried to bring the squeeze to pressurize him, they didn't care whether they persecuted him, put him in jail.
Amen.
Amen. They say, I've taken the heart away. Amen.
Amen.
And over his image, the word comes to the churches.
Amen.
And over his mark.
Amen.
Amen. What you do about it when it's presented to you.
Amen.
And over the number of his name. Amen. 666. The number of a man. Vicarious Filii Dei.
Amen.
Amen. Roman numerals, it means 666. Instead of the Son of God. That's what it says. He not a note instead of the Son of God.
The Son of God himself has eyes like a flame of fire and feet like brass. Amen. Standing on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? They have a blasphemous name. Baptist and Methodist and Pentecostal and Catholic and all these things.
Amen.
For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee. For thy judgments are made manifest. And after that I looked and behold the temple of the tabernacle of testimony. That tabernacle in the Old Testament is a tabernacle of testimony.
Amen.
Amen. I represented a tabernacle of testimony in heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The temple of the tabernacle of testimony in heaven was opened. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen. And that's the righteousness of the saints. The saints, I'll give you white raiment. And having their breasts girded with golden girdles along the paps, the breasts.
Amen.
And one of the four living beasts, they pertain to the seven church ages.
Amen.
Lion, ox, man, and eagle.
Amen.
Gave unto the seven angels. They anointed those seven messengers in the seven ages.
Amen.
Seven golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke and the glory of God from his power. And no man was able to enter the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Heavenly Father, we depend upon you, the Holy Spirit, the divine revealer of the word, the great leader of eternal life, the dove that is here to lead the eagles and the bloody footprints that you have left unto us to a revealed word message. And you vindicated by our prophet to show it is you, Father. God, we don't want no other way. The broad is a way that leads to destruction, that goeth down to Armageddon. But straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leads to life eternal, the entrance that lead into the everlasting kingdom of Almighty God. Father, lead us in that way this morning. That we can know and have the assurance we are traveling on the right road. But there's one way to the city of God. And oh God, here the Holy Spirit has come to lead the bride in that way. Speak unto us, let the word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. That we can keep on traveling on. Oh God, for we feel like traveling on this morning. Bless us and strengthen us. May that glory fill our hearts. We ask it in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may have a seat. Amen. There's a prayer here, a prayer just for the strengthening of the spiritual life, Brother Campbell, for the trust and the word of God. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise Almighty God. How many have been enjoying these services throughout the week? Amen. I believe it's a great and tremendous time for us that we could come as the song went out this morning. Whenever we gather, he comes on the scene, proclaiming his message to his bride and his queen. Amen. To whom much is given, much is required. It's good, it's sweet in the mouth to sit and rejoice and enjoy the revelations. To have your spiritual life all stimulated with new wine. To see a cup run over. To see the great things that God had sealed up in His Word being revealed unto you. But to walk away and don't do nothing about it, it better you didn't hear it. Because to whom much is given, much is required. We're so happy to have all the visitors, all the strangers, and the saints have been here with us from our approach during the week. To join the saints, and it's really been a blessing to have them with us. They didn't close on the service this morning to be here. Really appreciate that. Amen. They will come and fellowship with us along the world. And I've been trying to bring these things out, and also at the same time let you know that when these things are happening, then something is going on that was promised in the Word. It's not just saying something is going on the hour late. For years, people went along with that kind of revelation, and they were never lifted no higher than above their shoelace. Their whole life was just earthbound with all the knowledge they had. But the message was sent that the church to be lifted in the power of God.
Amen.
And we could see apostolic times flowing out. We could see a real bride coming to recognize her position and coming to a perfect faith, a rapturing faith. Because this is what was actually holding back the rapture. Amen. And when we see these things, I want you to realize that it's such a time here that you must have your senses exercised as a believer. Have your senses exercised, for in this age you must be seen. The word that went out is come and buy eye salve that you will see. Because there's a darkness upon the people. They have produced a blindness. See, that they don't know what the program of God is.
Amen.
They have a church spirit and they're in church. But they're in church only with a form of godliness.
Amen.
Denying the power.
Amen.
And people say, I don't deny the power. I just pray for the power. I just talk about the power. I believe we're going to have the power. But the prophet says, perfect faith. The Holy Ghost is here with the power.
Amen.
All you need is faith to charge it.
Amen.
The power is in the gunpowder. The gunpowder is the word. And all that power is laying there. All you need is a spark to strike the gunpowder and you see explosion.
Amen.
And the power is in the message. And faith leads you to the power. And the dove, the Holy Spirit, comes to lead you into a faith you have never known.
Amen.
And that faith brings you to the power. To the source of the power. To the channel where the power can flow within you.
Hallelujah.
To unite your faith with the power. And then the power produces the promise. Because the Bible is a roadmap to the power of Almighty God.
Amen.
It's a revelation to bring you from faith into the power.
Amen.
Faith is a revelation.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And then the Holy Spirit will lead you. And the righteousness of God brings you from faith unto faith. And transforming power is changing you. Amen. Until you stand there and be filled with all the power of Almighty God. A living manifested epistle upon the face of the earth. See? You have been quickened with quickening power and be transformed by transforming power.
Amen.
Amen. And that power is laid in the Son of God.
Amen.
But your faith that gets away from it.
Amen.
But the Holy Spirit will lead your soul into a place that can be anchored and tied on and you have an absolute. That though the storms come and shake and the devil get in your mind and try to weary you and disturb you and confuse you, yet Christ is in the control tower in your soul controlling you. There's something in you that holds the reins.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God watch into your eyes, speak into your lips, think with your mind, walk in your hands, walk in your feet, believe with your heart.
Amen.
Amen. Because the old husband is dead and buried. And it's God inside of you. Why? Because you believe the word. And by your obedience and the expression of your faith showing you really believe the word, acting upon it, I've made a way for God to become incarnate in you.
Amen.
And your disbelief to the word has made a way for the devil to come incarnate in you.
Amen.
It's two ways. The tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil still stands before the people in this generation. But today, the tree of knowledge of good and evil is in the form of a scientific gospel.
Yeah.
Modern religion.
Amen.
And the tree of life is in the old time religion.
Amen.
Brings things from undercover. Make it stop your lying.
Amen.
Make start the devil flying. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Save you when you die.
Amen.
Change you and make you a new creature.
Amen.
The tree of life. Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today and forever. Thunderbolt and lightning. They'll shake the wall off of you.
Amen.
To tame that legion. Bind that man and cast it off your life.
Hallelujah.
Oh, nice educated modern gospel to pop you on your back. Give you a little concept for a few minutes. See, give you a nice little religious feeling. And send you back out in the world. A hypocrite thinking you're saved and you're not saved.
Yes.
The tree of knowledge of good and evil does that.
True.
Because the serpent came preaching. Yeah, God had said.
Yeah.
What did God say? When you fall down, you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Shut your mouth. God didn't say that. And you believe in that? You have a prostitute spirit upon you? You're flirting. You want sensation. Amen. That's crude and rough.
Yeah.
But there's the hour. People must recognize they are going on the cataracts.
Amen.
Yeah.
The door is fixing to be closed. They come all the years of the message not believing that. Knowing that's wrong. And right before they go into the rapture, they started going to that.
Amen.
True, brother.
Satan studied a strategy. They was out to the channel and barren for years. They didn't know the channel of eternal life. So finally they realize that something is happening and they want it to happen too.
Yes.
And they don't have the patience to wait. They don't have the humility to take the correction and get in the right channel.
Amen.
So he said, I manufacture something.
Yes. True, brother. Yes.
But then the Holy Spirit is putting out the warning to the people that when they go forth and believe those things, they'll be willfully disobedient.
Amen.
Holding on to some man's personality, telling him a lie. After a prophet came, vindicated a pillar of fire and told him the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says men will give heed to seducing spirits because they have a lust for pleasure in the soul. They are not anointed with the sacred trust of a married woman to a gentleman.
They're
not anointed with the responsibility of a true Christian wife.
Amen.
And the church espoused to Jesus Christ, married to him.
Amen.
The Lamb's wife, holy Jerusalem.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Watch it, outside of her, there is them spirits.
Yeah.
For among us fornicators, outside of that city.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
The outside, the natural city, and the outside, the spiritual city here right now. Hallelujah! Because that city is the bride. You go to New York, bury your you're about to be in hell, you'll be in hell. You'll see demon spirits incarnate in people up and down the street. Amen. Atomic fodder for this atomic age, this nuclear war that is coming up. Bible says God's going to burn them with fire. You're going to Porter's Pen is right here. You're going to Caracas is right here. You're going to Toronto and Montreal is right here.
Yeah, true, brother.
Whatever city you go, unholy cities. Cities in Satan Eden.
Amen.
But in God Eden, there's a holy city called New Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Hallelujah! The people that have no worldly fashions, they're clothed in white raiment.
Yeah.
They don't know serpent twisting walk, they walk. With a graceful stride, out of a Christian soul.
Yeah.
They don't dance to no rock and roll inside of the air. No soul!
Hallelujah.
They march to the rhythm of the word. Let God anoint your eyes. And you'll not be deceived by the glamour of this world. Which is a really God's Eden deformed. Perverted. When God made a civilization in the beginning, didn't have all this nonsense.
Amen.
Man with the inventions destroyed the earth. See? And all what they produce, the inventions of peacetime kill more people than the inventions of wartime.
Amen.
the very thing that make backfire upon them? All the millions of dollars being spent in an arms race to destroy one another? You see the crazy? Yet those same men can put a PhD and an LLD and all kind of different doctorates and different things. And what they do with all the knowledge? They produce bombs and all kind of super weapons to destroy the world? Would God give a man knowledge to produce weapons to destroy one another?
Oh, brother.
Where do you get that knowledge? Over the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Yeah.
And here the Holy Spirit in simplicity giving the knowledge of Jesus Christ,
yeah,
of the tree of life, yeah, of the way to come back to God.
Yeah.
Saying be zealous and repent.
Hallelujah.
Shake yourself, pinch your conscience.
Yeah.
And yet people with all the education, they scorn that.
Yeah.
Where is the grace of God? Wounded lamb bleeding, who shed blood and died for them while they were yet sinners.
Amen.
Come seeking them like a shepherd looking for a lost sheep. Hallelujah! Caught up in the thorns and the briars and the ditches of what Satan calls discos and cinemas and success. That's the thorns and the briars. That's the ditches God is talking about. And the great shepherd comes on a dark and cloudy day with his rod and his staff, with his five stones. Hallelujah! With his honey. Glory to God! And he's seeking the wandering sheep to find it. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Hark, is the shepherd voice I hear. Out in the desert, dark and dry. As the song we just sing, I always say, supper time. It's supper time. Oh my, aren't you glad it's supper time? The great evening time, communion time, fellowship time, when the sun is setting on Mount Sunset, and our bride is taken up on that mountain, amen, and God himself was the attraction of that mountain, Jehovah have come down. Hallelujah! It's Christ himself on the mountaintop. Come for fellowship in the evening time. To meet with overcomers who pay the price to climb up above the things of the world. To get real high up where eagles dare. They get up on the buzzards who feed on the filth of what the world calls glamour. Who feed up on the filth of what the world calls denomination. What the world calls fashion. What the world calls success in life. Filth! Buzzards! Feed upon that. But the eagles of God call out, have been taken up, and they've been anointed with divine revelation from their God, who want to talk to them about heavenly things, because you have a city prepared for them, and you have come to receive them unto your own self. Amen. And what you can imagine when Peter, Jesus stood up with Peter and them and talked to them that day. He says, you believe in God? Believe also in me. He said, I called out to your organization, children. I wash the filth away from you, but because the word I spoke, you were made clean.
Amen.
I took it hard and faced all the pressures and all the demon powers. I sanctified myself for your sakes.
Amen.
See, I could be king, I could be somebody. And neglect you, I didn't want you all. You all didn't have nothing.
Amen.
It's me the one to make king because of my power.
Amen.
Because of my miracles, because of what I could do.
Amen.
But because I love you all so much, I didn't go after that because of you.
Yeah.
See? He said, rather I live my life. Even when the devil tried to give it to me, I know even though he gave it to me, he still have control over you all.
Amen.
He showed me the kingdom of this world.
Amen.
Because it belonged to him.
Amen.
Jesus never tells Satan, New York wasn't yours.
No.
He never tells him Los Angeles wasn't yours.
No.
He never tells him Hollywood wasn't yours.
No.
But the devil showed him all the kingdoms of the earth.
Yeah.
Paris, he didn't come that wasn't his own.
Amen.
And Port of Spain.
Amen.
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 He says, yours, Satan, I know it's yours. I don't want that. That will fall apart.
Amen.
That come out of your old, sinful, evil heart.
Amen.
If it was in the presence of God, you'd have never even think that.
Amen.
You'd have godly eyes and godly heart to see godly beauty.
Amen.
You'd have a character. Not all these twisted, naked people in the street. Bunch of vulgar filth. You'll be looking at that and find it look nice. You'll have a spirit of lust to find it look nice.
You not a hypocritical spirit of prudence here. A godly dressed daughter, godly dressed woman, decent, and call it old fashioned. You're to see virtue, what you lost in the cradle. Hallelujah. Amen. You're to see resistance, to resist popularity, to resist fashion, to be easily led into sin by friends who don't even have a revelation of what's going on. Bunch of whoremongers. He said, I don't want that, Satan. You can keep that. I know it would be a hard way for me to get the real thing for my children. But any real godly parent, if that's a sacrifice, they'd rather go and steal and beg and borrow than sacrifice for the children. So the children can grow up with respect for the parents. They see mommy sacrifice or daddy sacrifice for that. Amen. They pay the price. I see them hands. When mommy holding them hands, I see them hands that labor and toil. Hard, callous hands. Amen. That scrub the floor and scrub our clothes. When you're washing machine and these things. Amen. Not all these nice, long, sexy hands people want to have today. So often they will cream it up nice. Those hands that quickly strip off the clothes for all kind of lustful spirits. Amen. But hands of labor and work. Hallelujah. Godly hands. And the prophet told a story one time. This man had a lot of children trying to raise up so faithfully, and she died. A hard work husband had died a long time. She didn't want to go out and live with no other people. She said, I'm going to bring my children right. We had a good daddy. I'm going to risk my children's security with all kind of old man come talking all kind of nice things in my ass to get me inside the house. No! Amen. So I bring up my children, she tried, she lived, and she's bringing them up. She down the street and pressure. What could one old worn out mother do? Then finally what happened? Here had the biggest one of the set had to take over the load. He passed it on to her. Amen. Don't fail. As the song says, my old church of Jesus. He passed it on to you. Don't fail. He tell you, don't fail. We are right here. And you have had the message in your hand all these years. Don't fail. Finish the work. Be faithful like the prophet. Look away from the world.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And then, afterwards, he said, I get labor and toil until she took pneumonia and died, scrubbing the floors and washing the clothes and had to get up early and go and cook your food to take care of the other little ones. And then some religious, anointed with some religious spirit, some woman come now and want now to maybe do extreme unction. See? Give them the extreme unction at the end and say, little girl, you sure you're ready to die? She said, what will Jesus ask what church you belong to? What are you going to tell him? Come on. Let me say a last prayer for you or something so you can go right in the presence of God. She said, well, I know all about that, but I'll show my hands. He'll understand. Amen. I'll show my hands. Amen. And when he looked at them hands, he wanted to see hands that labor faithfully.
Amen.
He wanted to see hands that is worn because they labor honestly and righteously to carry this message, to do something worthwhile for his name's sake. Amen. And then notice, he said, I don't want that, Satan. I'm going to sweat and toil for you. And then when he told him, he said, look, I'm going to prepare a place for you, but I'm going to come back and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there you may be also. I could imagine what it was in their hearts. He was going to be taken away from them. But he's going to be prepared a place. And no doubt, the love and the attachment that came through the revelation, they knowing who he was.
Amen.
And the love that they saw expressed through him unto them. And the sacrificial life he lived on behalf of them. When Peter, especially, who saw all the mistakes and the faults and the denial and all these things. Amen. And there's all the consideration he had for them. There's so many opportunity that when the people tried to take him away, he was thinking about them.
Amen.
When death come to them, he go in the midst of them.
Amen.
When there are problems, the sleepless nights, that is sacrifice to help them.
And when they knew who he was, and the power that was laid inside him, and that he was the one created the very earth itself,
amen,
they were stinking. And they never lived to see when he come back to receive them. But here we are, we are the ones. Because we was in Peter and them when he was telling us. I go to prepare a place for you, us he was talking to. And now he come back for us. Amen. He's telling you, it's you all I come for now. And here we are just on the verge of it. And the devil coming to all his great deception in this evil age. To blind you with glamour. To give you false ambitions.
Amen.
To twist and deform your mind and your thinking. By flooding up your subconscious with all kind of filth of the world. And all what Satan called prosperity and success in life. And make you hunger after that and sacrifice and run after those things. Which is only an illusion to deceive you. And you're becoming worse and worse and worse morally. You're becoming more rotten daily. Because the music you listen to is designed to put demons of lust upon you. Amen. The people you've been influenced by is perverts. The education that you have to make it somebody, it comes from the devil. That's what the world is. But the grace of Almighty God. Why did Jesus have to go and die? Why did he have to suffer and bleed? Why all 2,000 years he tolerate all this world of what is going on before he destroyed? Why? Because there are a few people outside here that belong to him that have to be delivered. Why did he send prophet after prophet even though they stoned him and killed him? Why did he send all this great vindication in this great scientific age? So his children would not be confused and be uncertain as whether the message is of God or not.
Amen.
So he could catch the last one and two and bring them to eternal life. And that's why we're sitting here this morning in heavenly places, in this hot place. That's why whole week you've been coming since Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, even this morning. Amen. I want to see a people like that. In my heart, it gives me an assurance there is a people. The word is true. Because somebody says, tell me I should have service this evening. And I say, man, I didn't think of it. If I think of it, I'll do it. I'll give them people more time to rest in between. But then they come here this morning and see the place all full already. And everybody's done sitting there waiting and praying. Then it shows you there is people who mean God.
Yeah.
They love the word.
Amen.
Isn't that people going around just trying to pull them kind of foolishness? No. It's people who is in contact with their reality. Not only denominational foolishness in the message. People who's in contact with a reality.
Yeah.
And is anointed with a reality and maintain that. That whenever you meet them, that atmosphere is still there around them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no confusion and perversion. God himself have condescended. The great shepherd. Amen. Bringing his people into that we could feed them upon the mountaintops. Amen. Because they have been starved for years. All kind of hirelings. Amen. Have been fed all kind of local weed. Make them wild and fanatical. And dotish.
Amen.
Produce spiritual idiots. See? Now those things are hard, I know it's hard. But what do you want? You want me to sugarcoat it? You want me to patch in the back and make it sound nice? And live in deception? Or you want reality to beg the power of the devil around your life and set you free? When a child full of worms, give them a nice cup of sugar water. Or give them castor oil or something to warm him out. It might almost make him spit and puke it out. It might be hard, but death is painful. When you have a bad tooth in your mouth and rotten and giving an abscess, you wish the doctor could do something else rather than pull it out with a pliers because you don't like pain. You don't want anything bad in you must come out without pain. That's how your flesh likes it.
me? But why I am this way is because of what I see. It's life and death. It's not playing. If you're going to play, you're in the wrong vicinity. The savannah down the road. This is not a playground. It's a battlefield. That's a playground down there. Here is where God is breaking the powers of the devil, exposing it, delivering the souls of people from demonology and all kind of falseness that the devil put upon them and drill into them. Because when the devil put it in, it is going so nice and easy because that God put down. Because the devil has put it up nice, and that is the same thing as taking them to hell. Because the natural way of the flesh is the lust after shiny things, a little monkey, you see? Like little shiny stuff. When people face with reality, then they're going to realize it's either you want to be a genuine Christian or a genuine devil. Don't fool yourself. Be genuine God or genuine devil. Because have no in between. This is the hour both seeds is coming to fruition. I make believer is just a genuine devil who think he's a believer. Because he's deceived, but he's still a genuine devil. Judas was right there. Genuine devil. And as Brother Bram said, he was just as big as a duck in the puddle, like Peter and them.
True, brother.
Amen! See? But you see, when he was talking about the seals, that was grace and mercy, that was the blood of Jesus Christ. But we talk about the vials, that is the wrath of God.
Amen.
This is a different thing altogether. The vials is not the seals. The seals is mercy, is redemption being revealed. The vial is judgment for rejecting the mercy.
Yeah.
And this whole week, who could stand up and say, God, haven't opened up the vial? After God proved that in the word, nightly, unto the message.
Yes, sir.
With such a clarity that none of us, even me, didn't even know it. Each night preaching as the message coming just the very day. Showing us how fight is. They don't make belief. And if that is happening, you recognize what that means. According to God's program for this hour, then that should make a person fearful.
Amen.
That should let the judgment begin in the house of God.
Amen.
You know, and people in hell going to be devouring the ministers?
Amen.
Because they realize they end up in hell because they're a false minister? Who pat them on the back? Like one time I remember I went to Anglican, I was an Anglican, so I can talk about it. I went to this Anglican funeral, and here was this woman living opposite us, yeah? Big old woman, about 60 something years, in one tight old dirty shorts. And she's there smoking cigarettes with her finger brown and her teeth brown. And then her very daughters get up and giving vulgar all in the gallery in the road, and people passing and laughing and like they're carrying a big stage show or something, like some Broadway dancers. And then afterwards, they would go to church every Sunday morning. So when she died, we went to the funeral. And let me tell you this, while she was dying, one of the daughters was dreaming. They were dreaming about me. And they hear boop, and she was shaking out of the dream. Only when they saw the mother fell down. She was dead. So we went to the funeral. And here was the priest. He said, no, he says, I know Alma is resting in the arms of Jesus. And I know her two daughters, you know, they are serving the Lord. And he says, oh, pastor, I think I'm an old, dirty hypocrite in that pulpit. You're not even afraid he dropped down there dead.
Amen.
The woman is in hell.
Amen.
You see? This is not the hour to play with people's souls.
Amen.
You know what they condemn? God don't condemn somebody for drinking and smoking and committing adultery, you know. This is the condemnation the Bible says, that light is come. You're a hog because you're born a hog.
Yeah.
We were all born hogs.
Yeah.
And we wallow in the mud.
Yeah.
And sometimes we try to put on a new tuxedo suit, a nice long dress, new shoes, paint up ourselves nice, spray up ourselves, smell nice, and say we are sheep. And as we see some mud, we run right back in the mud.
Amen.
Proving that our nature didn't change at all.
Amen.
Until God don't come with fire and burn that snake out. And a dove come in there, can't come a sheep. Amen. Now what's something? So when you're actually watching Sweden, if that is so, and God have to really bring us by divine experience, because you watch any bird. When the last girl born, I was right here. And here it was. Every bird is a mess. It's messy, dirty. Blood splattering here. See all kind of after bird coming out. And some people say, they'll vomit if they see that. It's dirty. It's a mess. And some people want to be born again. And they just want to ferret away for one over them. The name must be Cinderella. Here is where God is breaking the powers of the devil, exposing it, delivering the souls of people from demonology and all kind of falseness that the devil put upon them and drill into them. Because when the devil putting it in, it is going so nice and easy because there's God put down. Because the devil has put it up nice, and that is the same thing as taking to hell. Because the natural way of the flesh is the lust after shiny things, a little monkey, you see?
Amen.
Like little shiny stuff. When people face with reality, then they're going to realize it's either you want to be a genuine Christian or a genuine devil.
Amen.
Don't fool yourself.
Amen.
Be genuine God or genuine devil.
Yes.
Because have no in between.
Yes.
This is the hour. Both seeds is coming to fruition.
Amen.
A make believer is just a genuine devil who thinks he's a believer.
Amen.
Because he's deceived. But he's still a genuine devil.
Amen.
Judas was right there. Genuine devil. And as Brother Bram said, he was just as big as a duck in the puddle like Peter and him.
It's true, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
See. But you see, when he was talking about the seals, that was grace and mercy, that was the blood of Jesus Christ. But we're talking about the vials, that is the wrath of God.
Amen.
This is a different thing altogether. The vials is not the seals. The seals is mercy, is redemption being revealed. The vials is judgment for rejecting the mercy. And this whole week, who could stand up and say, God, have him open up the vials? After God proved that in the word, nightly, out of the message. With such a clarity that none of us, even me, didn't even know it. Each night preaching at the message coming just the very day. Showing us how fight is. It doesn't make belief. And if that is happening, you recognize what that means. According to God's program for this hour, then that should make a person fearful.
Amen.
That should let the judgment begins in the house of God.
Amen.
You know what people in hell going to be devouring the ministers?
Amen.
Because they realize they end up in hell because they're a false minister?
Amen.
Who pat them on the back? Like one time I remember I went to Anglican, I was an Anglican, so I could talk about it. I went to this Anglican funeral. Here was this woman living opposite us, yeah. Big old woman, about 60 something years, in one tight old dirty shorts.
Yeah.
And she's sitting there smoking cigarettes with her finger brown and her teeth brown. And then her very daughters get up and being vulgar all in the in the gallery in the road, and people passing and laughing and like they're carrying a big stage show or something, like some Broadway dancers.
Amen.
And then afterwards, they would go to church every Sunday morning. So when she died, we went to the funeral, and let me tell you this, while she was dying, one daughter was dreaming, they were dreaming about me. And I hear bop, and she was shaking out a dream. I wonder when they saw the mother fell down. She was dead. So they went to the funeral. And here was the priest. He said, no, he says, I know Alma is resting in the arms of Jesus.
And I know her two daughters, you know, they are serving the Lord. And he says, so pastor, I still got an old dirty hypocrite in that pulpit. You got him afraid he dropped down there dead. The woman is in hell. You see? Isn't that the hour to play with people's souls? You know what they condemn? God don't condemn somebody for drinking and smoking and committing adultery, you know? This is the condemnation the Bible says, that light is come. You're a hog because you're born a hog. We were all born hogs. And we wallow in the mud. And sometimes we try to put on a new tuxedo suit, a nice long dress, new shoes, paint up ourselves nice, spray up ourselves, smell nice, and say we are sheep. And all this is a mud, we run right back in the mud. Proving that our nature didn't change at all. Until God don't come with fire and burn that snake out, and a dove come in there, can't come a sheep. Amen. Now watch something. So when you're actually watching Sweden, if that is so, and God have to really bring us by divine experience, because you watch any birth. When the last girl born, I was right there. And here it was. Every birth is a mess. It's messy, dirty. Blood splattering here. See all kind of afterbirth coming out. And some people say, they'll vomit if they see that. It's dirty. It's a mess. And some people want to be born again. And they just want a fairy to wave a wand over them. Your name must be Cinderella. This is not Pinocchio business and Cinderella, you know. That foolishness. This is, you must be born again, and you have to die to be born again. You have to rot. God has to give you a divine experience to tear you away from the world. A chicken and an egg, the only world the chicken knows is inside the egg. But when the time comes, the chicken will be born into a new world. God put a law inside to pip and pip and pip until it burst through the eggshell. And when it burst through the eggshell, it could never go back and live in the eggshell. And a baby in the mother's womb is pushing you until the pains come on, until it come right out, it could never go back in the womb. And if you're really born of God, you can never go back in the world. Completely separated from all unbelief. Hallelujah. Now God, if God in the natural, since 6,000 years, when the first person was born by sex in the Garden of Eden, until this time, people never stopped being born that way except the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to be a savior. You think God changed that new birth? No. Then why we have people who come along and backsliding? It's the same Pentecostal spirit that made them feel they were spirit filled all the time. And then the devil come and prove they wasn't spirit filled. It was the same little decent spirit and knoweth it not. Then look at us in the message all the years. You see, let us face reality. You know what people in the world want? They have all the perverted spirits today. Big rock singers, big leaders outside here. Bunch of homosexual and lesbians. Amen. You see? And they start outside there and they're the heroes of the world today. Boy George have more people following him than Jesus Christ have following him on the earth right now. Amen. Michael Jackson is more talked about and preached about than Jesus Christ. Amen. Well then why you want me to hold my mouth? Amen. If that could be talked about so much, everywhere go, some little young girl have some little Michael. That is a false Michael. Michael has a two-edged sword in his hand. Hallelujah. Glory.
to God. People don't really love the real Michael. Michael the archangel in the Bible kicked the devil out of heaven. And the voice of the archangel, Michael is here. But that's just a show of deception in the world. What people want. People love that. Even believers are fine. You get them kind of, because they like it before. Because they don't bring up nice little 12-year-old boy with a fantastic voice. Coming up. So in those days, everybody like it. But look what mature into. All of that was in that scene right there. And that Michael said, he's a Jehovah's Witness. Look, the real witness of Jehovah is here. Not that false cult called Jehovah's Witness. Jehovah is a pillar of fire. Amen. And a witness is only a testimony who meet that pillar of fire. Amen. So when we see the hour, when we see the time, demon powers taking over the people until they have lookalikes. And people is losing their own identity. God, a demon is coming over. And then they have it through television and satellite and video and all these different things. It's around the world. So around the world, simultaneously, you see millions of pictures of Michael Jackson. Around the world simultaneously because of television. So instead of where one person can somehow influence the whole world, his image is being projected all over. At the same time, to 4 billion people. As Brother Ram said in his day, he went quietly in the jungles of Africa, and here are the natives down there, blanket native kind of thing, with the transferred by the air, Elvis Presley. You see what's going on? And then people get trouble to listen to tape. But your voice are going in the last days. Listen to a message. Let's fall asleep. Let me tell you believers, you better get anointed with your stuff the way they anointed with their stuff. Because if you don't get anointed with your what God gives you, and they get more anointed with what the devil gives them, then they will overpower you. Then your little atmosphere in the midst of all this perversion will be shaken down. And that's pure entertainment is what the world is running after. Until it is anoint people to preach to get them more success. So the people entertainment to entertain the spirit so the people that love to be entertained. They don't like thunderbolt and like the shit they snow for them. No way. See, all these nice laughing, kiss kid in the pulpit. See, but the hour of judgment. The hour when there are people in imperfection, according to the scriptures, to meet the challenge of the hour. The hour when you fool around long enough. And you play around and you see juice and anointed by the devil long enough. Amen. Time to wake up and realize that even within the church, the devil wants to anoint the people too. Amen. Oh, the devil has no respect whether you walk in a spoken word book and say, believe prophet and come in the message. The devil will respect that. Amen. The only thing that will shake the devil is that godly sanctified life thundering out in sweetness and wholeness and purity. It's the only way to shake the devil. Amen. Live voices! Not those you talk it, those you live it. Amen. That is your people who shake this nation. Amen. What an hour. What a time it is. To see what we are confronted with. To see where we have come down to. And demons, spirits, come out of the Euphrates River. Mystery Babylon have opened up a gates. Amen. Out of that Euphrates River in Mystery Babylon. Spiritual Euphrates River. Not a natural Euphrates. Spiritual Euphrates. Demon powers came out. take over the whole world in this hour.
Amen.
Amen. Every kind of spirit of idol worship. This is the form of idol worship in this age.
Amen.
So a spirit from Babylon. There are some people who I can't say the Catholic spirit. It's a spirit of idolatry.
Amen.
It's making people idolize people.
Amen.
Fan club, little pins, all kind of different things, little big posters. You know how you will take a picture of the Hoffman and put it in your room? To create an atmosphere of Jesus Christ. You'll take a memorial in this day when God showed it, fulfilled in the scripture. They have the big things too.
Amen.
To create their atmosphere too.
Amen.
You have your tape to listen to and keep your spirit anointed. They have the rock music and to anoint their spirit too. Just like producing a godliness and temperance and meekness in your life, it brings adultery and lust and fornication and hate and things in their heart also.
Amen.
Just like taking you up into heaven, they're taking you down to hell. It's only a perversion. It's two spirits. Two vines. Children of darkness and children of light.
Amen.
Better believe in this. Oh, you better buckle on the armor tight.
Amen.
Take the sword that he has given you and chop your way through like a mighty Gentile warrior to bring a clean, fresh drink. Not no lukewarm business. Clean and fresh, sparkling. Clear as crystal.
Amen.
Amen. See, your life could be a testimony of Jesus Christ in this hour. Not playing on walking in some church spirit, make you a bench warmer. You only sit down there in the church like a wall floor, don't know what's going on. Not that. Not spiritual idiots, no. People who are born of his spirit, washed in his blood. Amen. Forming his image. Marching in the stride of his word. Real godly people. That's the bunch God is talking about. When you look, you see Messiahs. They're just like Jesus. The Bible says, people watch Peter and John. They say, they take note that these men have been with Jesus.
Yes.
Peter mightn't resemble Jesus physically, not in the least bit.
Yes.
But they saw the life. They saw what the association with that person produced. They saw in that life coming another vessel, waking up preeminences. Amen. You would see the very same personality and character of Jesus Christ being expressed and made manifest all over again. Amen. If people, you know that somebody says somebody look alike contest with Michael Jackson, these people here, Boy George and all kind of filter, what's going on right now? Some of these people here, it's so close that they say, you know what he does? Is he start this look-alike business? Because so much of the publicity is too much for him. The crowds want to throng him and mob him. And different things. After a meeting. So a lot of people are dressed up like him. Right? And after the meeting, from the time they walk out, they can't tell which one is the real one. And if they can look so close like him, won't you glad to look like so close like Jesus? They can't tell the difference between you and him? And when God look at you, he see his own faith, he see his own virtue. I ain't about grow a long hair and a beard. Get your carnal mind away from that. Amen. I ain't about the life of Christ, faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, and brotherly kindness. Walk in there, the life of Christ, flowing out the rivers of virtue flowing. Hallelujah. They will touch you and be made whole. Amen. You say, but those things, that could really happen in this age? That is promised to happen in this age.
Amen.
That must happen now.
Amen.
And it is happening because there are people predestinated.
Amen.
People who have not sympathized with it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
It had people who had the prepared ground. That the message fall into. And holy works and holy faith is going forward showing a life above the reproach of the world. Amen. That they could say, who can condemn me of sin? Satan have no place in me.
Amen.
Check out my body, check out my spirit, check out my soul. No place in me.
Amen.
I want you to realize those things in that fashion, that is demon powers upon people. That is agents of the devil to receive. That was designed and put there for the purpose of deception. And if you're a son of God, a daughter of God, you look at those things. And you don't see through your natural eye. You look here, but you see through your heart. And David said, "Thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart, that I would not sin against you." Because when my eyes walk through my heart, I'll be watching through your word. And Lord, I'll see you'll burn that with fire, and I don't know part it. I know the devil behind that trying to deceive me, like a snake with all its beauty and enchantment to attract the dove and hypnotize the dove. And then devour it. But you will not be caught into it. Because you have wisdom of revelation. Your senses have been exercised through the revelation, filtering your thinking so you could discern good from evil. You know that was put there for deception, and you're not gullible. Too much of people is too gullible, swallowed on this too quickly. You have a holy man taste. Unless they don't come through God's word, you don't want no part of that.
Amen.
Amen. Don't you love him this morning?
Amen.
Praise his wonderful name. My inspiration morning, another sign in heaven revealing the wrath of God. Another sign in heaven revealing the wrath of God. I just want to lay out some things here. I know I'm not going to preach a message this morning, but I know I'm just going to open up the scripture a little bit for you, because I don't want to break into it yet, right yet. Because to take that 15th chapter, we have to touch the sea glass, we have to touch the throne, we have to touch the tabernacle, we have to touch all these things, the golden girdle, we have to run back to the scripture, the clothed white linen, all these things to show you exactly what those things are. So, I just want to stay on the sign, a sign in heaven, the wrath of God being revealed in heaven. I want to pause right in there and just shed some light from what we know according to the revealed word, where it matches those things, so that your understanding could be enlightened to see the hour and the time. Now here, as we kind of focus on the hour a little bit, I want to show you that through the anointed eyes of a prophet, looking through the revealed scriptures, when he saw the hour we were living in because of the scriptures that had been fulfilled with such rapidity, what he said to the church, what was his exhortation to the church, what was his inspiration, what was his word of encouragement, what was he was trying to bring the church to the level to see. Because that is the line of the spirit I'm working in. What he was looking to see when he saw those things in the church, what he was trying to tell the people, I'm trying to rehearse those things to you as we see these things being made manifest. So here he says, I want you, spiritual food in this season, page 1 and 2, I want you to get built up now in the holy oracles of God, in the faith of this hour. The faith is going to take more faith than ever was in any age, for this has to be rapturing faith to be taken up.
Amen.
And so we want to believe in all that you have seen, heard, the word that you have heard preached, the signs, the wonders that you have seen done. We want you to accumulate all that together in your heart and consider whether it is of God or not. You going to do that?
Amen.
Just like Elijah said of old, if God be God, then serve God.
Amen.
And if Jesus is the center of all things to the Christian, then I think we ought to let loose of everything else and cleave to him.
Amen.
Remember, he's the center, he's the North Star. He controls your desires. If Christ is the controller in your heart, you will desire those things Christ desires. If Christ is watching through your eyes, when Christ look at those things through your eyes, if he knows the devil behind it, he will stay far from it.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever it is, if it's Christ in you, if it's not Christ in you, then it's a spirit of the devil upon you, making that look pretty in your eyes.
Amen.
Making that look nice in your eyes. And you being deceived by watching the majority of the people in it. You're thinking, well, it can't be wrong because God can't send all the people to hell. Go back and read the Bible. Don't be too naive.
Amen.
God destroys Sodom and Gomorrah and call out 4 people. And tell them don't look back. And one go look back and turn that one into a pillar of salt. and say, as it was in that day, so it shall be in this day. And remember that woman, he said. Because you put your hand on the plow, don't look back. Is that what he said? Alright, now watch. Then also, we found in days of Noah, had a whole generation, and God preached judgment was coming. They didn't like judgment messages. They love healing revivals.
Amen.
They love jubilees.
Amen.
See? They love inspirations. They love a lot of charismatic business. But they like judgment messages. Nobody loves to see themselves curse.
Amen.
But Noah preached judgment.
Amen.
And they failed to give heed. And then God said, all right, Noah, move in the ark. And God shut the door. Not Noah, God shut the door and destroyed the rest. Is that the Bible?
Yes.
And did Jesus say, I was in there, Noah, I was in there, Solomon, so shall it be in this day?
Yes.
Is this the day he was talking about?
Yes.
All right, then don't be naive, though. Kind of get no deceiving the mind. No, we just pray and say, God, don't do that. Watch the Bible and let the mind of Christ, the word of God, be the mind that rule in you, your heart. Amen. So he says, no, he's the north star, he's the center, he's the absolute, he's the ultimate. And if he's the north star, there's only one thing that will point to the north star. That's your compass that you are sailing with. And we are sailing. We're in the old ship of Zion this morning.
Amen.
Get ready, Christ the captain. Amen. Get on board. Make sure you have a token in your hand. Amen. We are moving out. And here's something. We have the compass. We are watching the north star. Amen. The north star, the word of God, the message of the seven seals. We have the compass, the angel of the Lord that come to vindicate that message, the Holy Spirit that will only point to that message. Amen. And here we are in the body of Christ, this great ship, and we are moving on. And the waters is treacherous waters of this world. And the winds, Satan, the prince of the power of the air, with all his demonic powers and influences, trying to drown this boat. But as long as we keep our compass centered in the North Star. Amen. As long as we have the old anchor. Amen. Hallelujah. That will anchor in that world and hold us there. No matter how the winds blow. No matter how the storms shake. We will stay anchored in the rock.
Amen.
Amen. So he says, yeah, we feel like we are going through a great time of distress and trials. Perplexity at time and distress between nations. And all kind of things happening. Sometimes I get engulfed. Everywhere it looked like in a ship out in the sea, and I've been given charge of the boat. How are we going to make it? And here comes one, a big white cap, hundreds of times bigger than my ship.
Amen.
I see it many times. You come in the church, a white cap, went to almost drown the little boat, and I stand here and I say, oh my, what are we going to do? And somebody might say, get some buckets right below the water. I say, no, call Jesus on the scene. He's only resting between revivals. Go wake Jesus. Hallelujah. Won't you wake up in your life this morning? Oh my. You know what? Then disciples was in the boat. The dark night, like it's in this hour, really dark. And the wind is blowing really contrary. And you can feel the demonic forces in your mind. Want to shake you off course the world. You're serving God so long while it's peaceful and nice. All of a sudden, the demons lose the Euphrates River. I need to be in a shake. Oppression here, demon powers. Amen. And then here comes the man who could tame legion. He comes walking in the water. And then they sat there in the darkness. And it was a figure there because they didn't have a revelation. Amen. It was him. It wasn't clear to them in their heart. They were so bound with a spirit of fear. They learned to fear evil so much, it get them more negative than had them positive. So the quicker thing is the devil and they thought it was God. Ain't them truth coming, the quicker thing is the devil. The other thing that way, because they so live under the negative things.
Amen.
So first thing the disciples say, it's a ghost, it's that, take your son contrary spirit, the prophet says so, brother son, take it against you, you're gonna buy a carrier, take your son to brother Joe, take it this. Shut your mouth! Amen! Hallelujah! Praise God. God knows what he's doing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, the devil. You say, the devil, step out and walk and see. It's I, be not afraid. The very thing that coming to bring deliverance, first and foremost, the devil. Jesus came walking under the fourth watch. When, hallelujah! Under the fourth watch, when the pillars rise, demon pours all these things. It's being gathered together on the road to Armageddon. Amen! Hallelujah! Here comes the Word himself walking! He will face the challenge of the hour. He will take them through any storm. The captain of the ship of Zion himself. Amen. He said, here comes one. And many times in this church, you see this big white cap comes. Oh my. And you see saints holding on for their life. Some holding on to the mast of the ship. Some holding inside the boat. And the boat rocking like this. Amen. And then some like they want to get thrown overboard. Amen. Some like some fall in the sea and forget to throw the rope to get them to pull them back on the ship quickly. Because the storm is raging. You ever seen kind of pictures? When storm hit the boat like that? Oh my, think about it. Well, that's the very hour that we're in. That's the kind of hour. That's why people are so quickly washed away in all kind of foolishness. That, and the wishy-washy have no standing, have no anchor. Satan in the control tower, not God. And God ain't gonna come in the mind, no. He won the control tower. He shed his blood for the control tower. He deserved that right to come inside of there. I tell him, he'll bind that strong man and cast him out. Come in there himself. If you only let him do it this morning. Amen. And here he comes with our big white cap 100 times. He said, but we'll crush them waves, every one of them. We are more than victors through him. The chief captain has got a hold of this string on the end of the ship. He'll pull it through. We'll crush every one of them waves. Amen. Hallelujah. Page 5. I just want to lay out the hour for you so you'll understand the hour that we're living in. And how God, through the prophets, was laying out for us what type of hour it is that we are in. So you as a believer will take every caution. You wouldn't be slack concerning these things. Amen. Let me tell you something. Recently we had a sort of funny winds. Is that correct? Tornadoes. All kind of whirlwinds. Moving 10 of the place almost. All kind of nonsense, storm coming. And then weather prophets was up there in the tower. Is that correct? Studying out the weather. And then weather prophets was warning the people of coming judgment. Get ready. Get your groceries. Get ready. Get down your basement. Funny winds is coming. 50 miles per hour. Make sure they don't catch you unprepared. That's the hour we in. You know Elijah was a weather prophet? He was prophesying rain. Noah was a weather prophet. He was prophesying rain. The prophets are weather prophets. He was prophesying a lot of rain. You know the bride is also prophesying rain again. He's weather prophets. Prophesying to the people. Oncoming judgment. He said the rain is going to come and wash the house of it built on sand. What is your house built upon this morning? Sand or on the rock? The white rock that light never shine upon. All hell is against that truth, you know. Satan's going to bring all kind of winds to shake you over that white rock. But if you build upon that white rock, that threefold mystery, and recognize your position in the world, it could never shake you off this morning. Amen. You'll be trained to God's voice, not some church voice, not some pleasure voice, not some political voice, not some worldly voice. My sheep will hear my voice. You'll be trained to the voice of Almighty God. Calling you down in your heart, in your soul, telling you, surrender yourself. Let go! Let me take over. Amen. The world can't satisfy you. I'll satisfy you. Let me be a portion. Amen. So hear what he says here. He said, knowing that we mustn't just gather together just haphazardly speak on anything. But it's something that will help stabilize the people. For we are going to pass through dangerous, treacherous waters. We are already sailing through them. Yeah. What did Paul say in 2 Timothy? He said, many have erred concerning the faith and have what? Shipwrecked! Shipwrecked! Why? They had the wrong compass. They couldn't read the compass right. Some deceiving spirit gets in. They didn't know which star was the North Star.
Amen.
They get confused with some others, follow some other star, and then they lost the way.
True, brother.
Amen. You see what is happening? Brother, I tell you, you see, we're already sailing through those treacherous waters. Sometimes I guess it's with you like it's with me, says. That it seems like that so much of it, it's such a scare. It's a scare the prophet. I read a quote there for Brother Joe. He was traveling the car, his life within the gospel. You see my children, I don't know what he's going to become of them. 1963. He said, I don't know what will become of them. He said, they can't go in on my experience. He said, that'll meet God himself. He said, the devil get a hold of them and God in that worldly fashion, some man interfere with them. He said, I can't blame the man. I'll have to blame them for presenting themselves that way. You see what we're talking about? When you see them demon Paul stripping them women, putting them in all kind of ungodly, worldly fashions, presenting their bodies outside here in a sinful way to make man lust, to commit adultery. Because a prostitute spirit come upon them, because they've been influenced by Hollywood fashions and all these sex models and these sexy people, not knowing that the demons are projecting themselves through them people to anoint them. So then they think they look nice when they look in the natural mirror, but when they look in God's mirror, they say, oh, hideous they're looking.
Amen.
Deformed.
Amen.
By the power of the devil.
Amen.
Now watch. You see how the serious nervous age and last week's tapes, I think, will reveal to you the great, hideous things that we are going to speak of on the opening of these last plagues we poured out, and those vials, rather. They poured out those vials and seven thunders, those hideous sights coming on the earth. Now, if you are of God and godly, when those seven vials and seven thunders and these things and those plagues we poured out have been revealed, they're going to reveal all those hideous things. You will see the treacherous waters we're going through. Then those things will not be no nice, sweetie, sweetie messages to make you laugh and say, boy, nice message. Those will make you run to the altar and say, oh God, save me. The words upon me, shake this off of me. Man now, and people see today in such a neurotic condition, the whole world. Whole world. He's on Patriot. Before we have got, but we have got one of the most dreadful times to go through we ever had laid before human beings. And I'm just waiting for the hour when everybody can get a chance. We can be off of your work, spend a few days. We can set up where I can speak on those plagues and those in the following last days. And through about 2-3 weeks in there, if the Lord let me live to do them, will spare me to show how those things will drop in those thunders. And when you found what the man has been dreaming about and telling these things, it will come to pass. You notice what I'm revealed. That great thunder come out of the skies. Of course, you know. I know what those things mean. Let's just wait until it comes. And we're more in season. Amen? In this neurotic age, when those hideous things are coming out, when people call themselves the cats and the beetles and the monsters, when the new dance is break dance, and the devil inspiring people and giving prizes of money in this hard time of recession, to lure the people's spirits, to pull them into that current, so more demons could spread, and it could spread like a wildfire through the country and catch the young people. Let me put in some of these things just to show you. This is not the mess, but I'm going to throw in some of these things just to show you. Look at the young children, little babies today. They don't have no toys to play with again, like they have long old little horses and little cows and dogs and these things. They have reptiles and dinosaurs and snakes. Why are they doing that? To put those in the subconscious little children. Look at the television pictures that come. Look at the video, all this pornography that come through. To loose sex demons on the people. Make them like an animal. Love is a pleasure, ungodly, lustful, demonic. And then come out like if everything's so alright and so nice. Like it is so modest. You see, that is age. Look at all these pictures of the occult to inveigle people who long ago you had to hide to go and find a witch.
Amen.
Is that correct?
Amen.
Because in the Old Testament, God, when you find one, kill him.
Amen.
Look at Saul. He disguised himself and he went somewhere way back and hide to meet the witch Endo. That nobody would have seen doing that. Because you know, the penalty was death. Look at how God people want to go and meet an Obia man. They go right in the back of a ruga, somewhere down the bush, way in the back to meet some Obia man or something.
Yeah.
Look up and hide in the night, in some beach in the night with two foul cook and all these different things.
Yeah.
But I found them about it.
Yeah.
See? Now what's something? And you see all these things. But you know what they do today? They bring picture the omen.
Yeah.
The exorcist.
Yeah.
And they bring it down in the form of entertainment. So people sitting down there have been entertained with witchcraft.
Amen.
Seeing then how it can be done. And injecting those things to the people.
Amen.
Then they bring the people all the pictures that have nothing behind, only immorality and sex and perversion.
Yeah.
Then they bring them pictures the rebellious children.
Amen.
The new generation against the system and these things. Who are the burn down universities? Who are the to bomb cars, who want to hold people hostage in embassies and all these, the bring kind of pictures. Make them feel that this is a cause, a good cause. Alright. Bring them pictures of revenge and hate.
Yeah,
all them pictures of Western man will hunt down a man for years just to kill him.
Yeah.
And kill him mercilessly.
Yeah.
And people love those things.
Yeah.
Feeding the spirits on those things. To produce a bunch of demons in this generation. And the world unsuspecting God will take it in like entertainment and pleasure, where it was designed to program them to produce the type of generation we have now. Look at all this fiction. Why not see nothing more in reality with the Bible? When they bring out the Bible now, man trying to bring it sarcastic. Like some man write a book, they make him a hero. Recently, and he read about David and God, and God cursing David, and David cursing back God, and they talk all kind of funny language and these things. That's where they reach. When they're not doing that, they're saying that this partner inspired, and that partner inspired, and they can't take it literally, and they can't take his part so. And they're preaching over the pulpits. So what they done? But keep them religious, but keep them ignorant.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. Don't be fooled out there in the world.
Amen.
The whole thing is of the devil inspired and is his intelligent design behind. He's programmed the whole thing.
Amen.
To destroy the people. And God in his mercy, God rich in mercy, God rich in love, sent us the best from heaven above. A message, the light has come to show us where we're going. To pull us out of the darkness. To break the power of the enemy. To strip you off of that filthy garment. Like when God came in the garden, he said, "Hey Eve, you think God said that? My, that new dress you have looking really nice. Where did you get them nice fig leaves from, Eve?" When God came and watched that filth,
yeah,
he said, "You eat off of the tree I tell you to eat," he ripped it off of her. God of the Bible hates him. God would stand a believer any day. That is, God didn't tell a believer, "I will keep you in the hour of temptation." When them demon powers want to come against Abraham, God said, "I am your wall. I'm your wall. I'm your shield and the exceeding great reward." You take a stand for him, you'd rather be fearful of nothing. Let me get a quote of 1 million. We set the hour. We into the age where the when you see the Holy Spirit strike that part of these vials here, with those hideous things to come, and where the people will be seeing locusts, which hear all these things. That is the same supernatural demons that come out of the river, you know, it will be coming out to torment them. Them bats that come out of Nelly Sanders?
Yeah.
Where did that bat go that came out of Nelly Sanders? Did it die?
No.
All them big long hair and these things? That bat is still here. And many more like it. 200 million bats like that.
Yeah.
Where that hideous man that the prophet saw there in the room when he woke up in the morning? He said, "Grab my wife." Wait, that man dead?
No.
They're still here.
Amen.
She said, "Don't be naive. You up against spiritual darkness."
Amen.
And through the revelation and the power of the Holy Spirit available unto you through your obedience to the word. Because through confession and faith, all the powers in heaven subject to you. Then you could be an overcoming generation.
Amen.
That's your only thing will stop you from being dragged down in the pit of hell.
Amen.
Listen quickly. We are going to close now. Time is gone. I'll close here. But just set the scene for you. How many enjoyed the service this morning? I think we're climbing into a really nice realm here now. You can feel all the teaching went in during the week, and God bolted down this morning. They're going to walk out with a lot of nice knowledge and say, "Ooh, I know there's some mysteries now." No. God send those things to get you ready to get out of here. Amen. One in a million. When I think it's one in a million going to make it, but it's real scary. Page 2, he says, and he's supposed to come according to the scriptures, Jesus Christ, return to us in the last days, in this type of ministry, that will be after the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, divine healing and so forth, these things, the capping of the Pentecostal message is what we are speaking of today. This ministry of Christ himself impersonated among the people with the very same things that he did when he was here on earth, in his body, the bride, which is part of him doing the same things as husband and wife or king and queen just before the marriage ceremony. He says, and the time and the hour we are living in, if a person don't know, get this in, we're capping with this. The time and the hour that we are living, if a person don't know which way to go, what to do, how to turn, you are not walking by faith anymore. Person don't know the time and the hour we are living in. If you don't know which way to go, what to do, how to turn, you are not walking by faith anymore. Now look how different that is to people who think walking by faith is not knowing nothing but going by faith.
Amen.
That's walking blind.
Amen.
That's following the blind and falling in a ditch.
Amen.
You see, but the hour is here. He says, and you don't walk by faith anymore. You are guessing. You are presuming. And to presume is to advance without official authority. So if you haven't got the real official authority to know what God said will take place in this hour, how are we going to face this hour? If we haven't got the real official authority to know what God said will take place in this hour, how are we going to face this hour? You see why the Holy Spirit has come and reveal all those demonic things that happen in the spiritual realm right now? And why it's being produced in the people? Why they're becoming that hideous form? Why power deform? God power to transform and Satan power to deform? Why some have the mind of Christ and they know what he wants done with the word? And some have a deformed mind, perverted mind, and knoweth it not? You see where that strike? Those whose mind have been transformed by the renewing of the mind of Christ, they know what he wants done with the word. Those with rotten seeds, I know it is not. But religious ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Reprobates concerning defeat the revelation of the seventh seal that Malachi 4 restore. Oh, it's past playing time. Don't you feel anchored? I mean, look at the world is making the condition real. It's drastic, it's hard. But in the midst of all that, when you can feel the peace in your heart, does it make you feel good? Don't you see now why it pays to serve Christ?
where you're standing, where you have a consolation, where God will keep you, a wall of fire around about you in this hour of temptation, because you chose Him. You're not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto your salvation, your deliverance. You're sheltered in the arms of love. So let the storm rise in the dark cloud. They don't worry me. Hallelujah! They don't worry me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of agape love. Hallelujah! We take it up in the capstone. Abide in the secret place under the shadow of the Almighty. Sheltered from all the plagues. Read David said that in Psalm 91. No plague will come near thee. Entrance have been ministered unto you.
Hallelujah.
While people building bomb, why you think they're building bomb shelters?
Yeah.
They're expecting nuclear war.
Yeah.
They're taking every precaution, but that won't stop them. That won't help them. Only one safety zone. Hallelujah! And it's been revealed unto you this morning. Jesus Christ, the rock of all ages. We've got to face it, he says. So if you haven't got the real official authority to know what God said will take place this hour, how are we going to face this hour? And we've got to face it. Knowing by faith in his word, the things that are supposed to be happening now, and the condition of the nations, and the condition of the people, and the condition of the church, and so forth. We've got to know that. And then how to walk out to face it. If you don't know how to do that, you are just what we used to call like kind of haphazardly jumping, hoping we'll be there, hoping this, hoping that, and will it be? But God don't want us to do that. He wants us to know what he has said about this day and then meet it by faith, because he said it will be that way. Then we know you are true then, because you haven't got some personal word for it. You got his word of what must you. And we are hoping that our Heavenly Father will grant us that. Amen. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Could we all stand to our feet? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Oh, I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. Thou hast set me upon a rock. Amen. Hallelujah. Thou hast kept me from the plague. Thou hast kept me from going insane in this neurotic age. Hallelujah. Thou hast revealed thy tender mercy and thy loving kindness unto us. Thou hast thrown out the lifeline. We get a hold of it and come to safety. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. Glory and praise be unto our God. Let's bow our heads. Let's close our eyes. As we just talk to him a little bit. Everyone in their heart, in your own way. Whatever he means to you this morning. If you love him, you really want to serve him, you believe his coming is at hand. We see all the end time signs flashing. The train is in the block. Throw your bag of peanuts. It's only making a local stop. Get on board quickly. No fooling around. The hour is here. His amazing grace have come unto us, and let us see how late the hour is, how we should thank him for it. We once were lost, but now we are found. We once were blind, but now we see. Wretched souls, ungodly people like we once were. The amazing grace of Almighty God can come down and bring deliverance. Take us out of the miry clay and set our feet upon the rock to stay. Put a song in our soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, Jesus, when we think of your love, what you have done for us, then we cry, oh, rock of ages, hide on me. We have anchored our soul in the heaven of rest. We'll sail the wild seas no more. Oh, the tempest may sweep, oh, the stormy deep,
But in Jesus we are saved forevermore. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be His holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. God, when thou shalt seek me, my face, my soul shall unto thee. Thy face, O Lord, will I seek. Lead me in a plain path. Hallelujah. Oh, God. God, your refuge, your strength, a present help in the time of trouble. As the heart panted after the water brook, so do our souls panted after thee, O God. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be His holy name this morning. Worthy of our praise is He. Our God and our King. Our deliverer, our captain. Our pilot, our shepherd. Hallelujah. Our Lord, our bridegroom. Our all in all. Our shield, our buckler. Hallelujah. Oh, Lamb of God. Lion of Judah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. It's so good to be in your presence this morning. To feel the vibrations of heaven coming down upon our souls. The light quickening us, awakening us, stabilizing us, lifting us up in a higher ground. Our heart has no desire to stay. Where doubts arise and fear dismay, though some may dwell with these among. Lord, plant our feet this morning on high ground. Oh, lead us to the rock that's high and high. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory and praise be unto your name. How great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Worthy, 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 worthy. Worthy are thou, Lamb of God. Worthy. All blessing and honor and glory and power and might and dominion be unto thee, O Lamb of God. For true and righteous are thy judgments. Oh, hallelujah. Thou, King of saints, Lamb of God, art worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May the great Holy Spirit move upon His congregation. Move from chair to chair this morning. Move from bench to bench. Move from heart to heart. Oh, Spirit of the living God, I pray, Father, there be a shaking, a reviving, a moving in the hearts of your people today. Oh, God, let the tide rise amongst us. Let the glory and the power of God fill every heart. Let the love of God be shed abroad by the Holy Spirit today, Father. Oh God, as we come in hungry hearts, as we come empty not before a throne, as we come, Lord, laying aside the weight and the sin that so easily beset us, as we come separate from all unbelief, looking away from the clamor and the prosperity of this world, and looking, oh God, to the word of the living God, the author and the finish of our faith, taking the word of the Lord despised you this morning. Oh God, choosing the harder way, which is your way. Hallelujah. Father, let great conviction move in the hearts of the people. Let faith flash across that seed. A divine revelation, oh God, that would break the tie, that would cut the umbilical cord to the world and set them free. That the life of the Holy Spirit, oh God, could move in upon them. Cleanse them with fire, oh God, this morning. Father, we look unto you as we make our confessions. Oh God, we are unclean, unclean people, oh God. Hallelujah. Father, so many times we have wrong, done wrong in your sight, Lord. So many a time unconsciously, so many a time, oh God, we know we ought to do better and we fail to do it. So many a time the opportunity presented, the privilege given over unto us, where we can do something for your honor and for your glory, but through slothfulness and neglect, oh God, laziness, many of them will arise. Lack of self-discipline, oh God. Father, but make us a disciplined people. A yoke to your word. Bind us and chain us this morning. To thus saith the Lord. I pray, O Holy Spirit, let our affection be set on things above. Oh God, let it be a real thirst, an inward hunger on the inside this morning. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Lord. We thank you, Father. We praise you. Oh, God, let the seraphim now. Oh, God, you cleanse them by fire. That's the way you cleanse them, Lord. Not with theology, not with learning, but by fire. Let the call of fire, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, come into our hearts now. Cleanse them with a sharp knife. Cut them with our flesh. Bring a real circumcision, oh, God. Hallelujah. And Lord Jesus, may the life of God flow. Let that river of eternal life flow into our beings. Hallelujah. Lift us up, Lord. Put us in the rhythm of your word. Put us in step. How can we advance? Oh God, without official authority and faith this hour, we cannot do it, Father. When we see the things in this hour, the hideous sights, the neurotic age, the insanity of the people, the lukewarm condition. Oh God, is it a filth and the what they call glamour and fashion? Oh God, flooding the souls of people. When we see the deformity, oh God, Father, we cry out, restore us to the same mind of Jesus Christ. Oh, Rock of Ages, hide us, Lord. Let us enter the cleft and be shut away in your presence, Father, where we can feed upon the hidden manna, where we can drink from the water of life, clear as crystal, proceed now to the throne. Oh, God, have mercy on us today. Have mercy on us, Lord. Hallelujah, may we find that favor in your sight. Strengthen us, Lord, not just to know we saved, but Lord, to do the will of the Father in this hour, to finish our course with joy, to fulfill our righteousness that is spoken of us, Lord, to have the responsibility to be under the inspiration of the sacred trust, the sacred charge committed unto us, that we can be out about our Father's business in this hour. Oh Lord Jesus, may you grant it today, Lord. Grant it today, Father. Hallelujah. Let that conviction be so real in every heart, it becomes an influence, Lord. The mind of Christ coming in, Lord, that we can know what you want done with the word. Hallelujah. That same harmony between the Father and the Son can now be between the bride and the groom. Oh, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Amen. God rich in mercy. God rich in love. This is the condemnation. The light has come. And people choose darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. May we walk in the light as He's in the light. And may the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse it from all sin. We were once darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Then walk in the light as He's in the light. And let the darkness be passed and let the true light shine forth into your life. Become a child of light. Hallelujah. Showing forth the manifestation of His revealed word. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. That life was in that blood. When God gave the best from heaven above, that sacrifice, that life was poured out to come into you, to make you the light of this world. Let it flow into your heart this morning. You don't have your money, your price. You just say, Lord, I believe it. I want to be like Jesus Christ. I don't want to be like the fashionist world. You give me a real example. You give me some worldly model to be my example. You give me some worldly man, some rock star as my example. You give me Jesus Christ. Lord, make me more like Jesus. That's what I want. Let Him be my example. Let Him be my influence. Let Him be Lord of my life. Let's sing, God rich in mercy. God bless you, son.
Sing it again.